Well, I was going to write an answer to that, but it ended, so here we are. We'll do it quicker and easier and hopefully more clearly in voice. Birth and rebirth is spoken of in the Bible, in John 3 especially, in other places, was only taught to Israel. And you can see that in Exodus chapter 4. Let me pull it up for us here. Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And we are not Israel. That's the catch here, the point. And thou shalt, God talking to Moses, thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn, born of God. So Israel, God considers Israel firstborn, and they went astray, went after other gods, not continually. They did occasionally come back to the Lord. But when you get to the introducing of the fact that the kingdom was not there yet, but was at hand, then you have John the Baptist being sent from God to preach more prophecy, and not mystery yet. This was not any part of the mystery. The mystery was still being kept secret. But he said, ye, which is plural, he was a ruler of the Jews, so the ye, the plural, cannot be the one person, it would be the Jews that he was ruler of. Ye must be born again. They had gone astray, now they need to be reborn, have a rebirth. And God was, the Lord Jesus was leading them into the promised land, would have led them into the promised land, but it starts with they were in the 69th of 70 weeks of years prophesied by Daniel, and had they received their Messiah, well, for one thing, prophecy would have not been fulfilled, because Daniel 9 verse, I think it's 25 right in there, says after 69 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. Well, if they received him instead of cutting him off, he something would have been wrong there in prophecy. But we do have prophecy as it stands, 100% fulfilled, or else waiting to be fulfilled. Not any of them broken, put it that way. So Israel will be reborn. You can see that in Ezekiel 36 and some key verses there. Let me get to verse 24. Hold on a second. I'll post them for us. 36 verse 24. Thank you, Gary. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries. Remember in Acts 11, and before that, Acts 9 and 10, they were scattered. Israel was scattered. Believing Israel was scattered. So here the Lord says, I will take you from among the heathen. You being Israel, the scattered Israelites and Jews that are among foreign countries, take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Remember, they were promised the land, that huge area east of the Mediterranean, from the Nile all the way over to the Euphrates. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. Okay, that's... well, let's go on. And you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. God didn't overlook the idols. They weren't hiding, able to hide from him. He says, I will cleanse you. He's the wording there. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. Then will I cleanse you, at the bottom of the verse there. So, come on down another verse. This is the rebirth that John the Baptist was talking about, that they needed, and they, of course, refused it, crucified their Lord as the second step in falling, the stumbling. They fell as a nation, rejecting the prophets, God the Father's word through the prophets, and they rejected the Son, putting him on the cross. And in Acts 7, you can read that they spoke out, cried out loud in a loud voice against the Holy Spirit's words coming out of the mouth of Stephen. And that was the third of the three parts of God, or I don't know how else to part of the Godhead, we'll put it, that they rejected and went away from all of them, and so they fell at that time. They were not God's people. The Messiah was cut off. That was the end of the 69 weeks. The 70th week is yet to come, as soon as Israel sees their Messiah coming and believes that he was Jesus, that they didn't believe, that they thought was a fake. Just like Paul on the road to Damascus, he thought Jesus was a fake, but when he saw him, he realized, this is Jesus. And I've been wrong all this time. And the new pattern is the new gospel by which sinner Paul was saved. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Not just law keepers, in fact, not law keepers, because nobody can keep all the law all the time, as Deuteronomy 6:25 says they needed to do. So, I got the wrong verse there. I want verse 15 and 16. This is our new pattern. This is where we get the room's name. It's nothing magical about it, but it is a change. If you're going by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this gospel by which we're saved today is not found there. They did not know about it. It had been kept secret. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Excuse me. That word chief is in the next verse translated first. He was first, as first one to be saved, as a sinner. Okay, they were given all these other things that they had to do, circumcision and keep the covenants, keep the commandments. And here, the Lord saved Paul as a sinner, a chief, the first as a sinner. Verse 16, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter, we're after Paul, we should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Not believe and work hard at it and maybe you'll make it. No, Bible says, Ephesians 2:5, once you believe, you are saved. You're not waiting to be saved as Israel had to do and tried to endure to the end, as they're told several times. Pretty many times if you count the overcomers in Revelation. Even when we were dead in sins, dead hath quickened, given us the life of God, quickened us together with Christ, in Christ, it's Christ, go on, by grace you are saved. It doesn't say your sins will be blotted out when Christ returns. That's Israel's lot. They only get their salvation at the return of Christ. Read 1 Peter, the first chapter of the prophecy, the little flock book written by by Peter. That they, several times in that first chapter, it says that they're waiting for the grace that shall come to them, the salvation that they will get when Christ returns. There's four or five different references in that one chapter that Israel doesn't get saved at the moment of salvation. A Jew back then, under Israel's, the dispensing of Israel's gospel back then, they had to endure to the end. They had to do all those other things. The command, keep 613 commandments, believe the covenants, keep the Sabbath, keep the they had to do all of that, and when Messiah came, they had to believe him, according to Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 to 19, and that's what they messed up as. Romans 10:19 confirms that. Let me just post that. 10:19. I think that's what I'm looking for. No, it's not either. where was that? Maybe it's back a few verses. No, I lost it. I don't know where that is. Nope. It's in there somewhere. So our gospel is different now, and it's explained in 1 Corinthians 15. Again, Paul was sent to us, and he's the one that that Christ sent our salvation information through. So in 1 Corinthians 15, he tells us about it. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. So he had been there in Acts 18 in Corinth, and he preached the gospel to them. And he says, which also you have received. They didn't reject it. They didn't say, no, I got to help God save me. They said that they received God's salvation, wherein you stand. And one more item in verse 2, by which also you are saved. Again, it's a current thing. Once they're believers, they're saved. And he says, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. They're not to keep in memory what Peter preached all those years before Paul was saved and started preaching to them. They're to keep in memory what Paul preached. And if they don't, unless you have believed in vain. It's right there in the same verse, what believing in vain refers to. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. So, what did he preach unto them? What is the thing to be believed, the content of the gospel? I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. He didn't die for any sins. He didn't do any sins. There was no guile found in his mouth. And so when he died for my sins and your sins. And believing that, you are saved, according to verse 2, by which also you are saved. That's Paul's gospel. Except a couple other... That's the major thing, the hurdle, I should say, I guess. But the other two things are that he was buried, crucified and buried, and rose again the third day. Rose again, the resurrection. Jews believed the resurrection. Back, you know, Job talks about it in Job 19. And David prophesied about Jesus, thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. Hell, I believe in that case, is talking about Sheol, the grave, place of the dead.